Let's listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across
Lakey.
Australia, this is the Danny Lakey, Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
Well, it's time someone started speaking about how shit the iPhone alarm selections are each morning. We don't deserve to wake up like this. We also did movies that are dramatically different. If you add a word to the title, it is the gift that keeps on giving. Talked about the flashy knockoff brands that you can buy in Bali. Wear them proud. And don't tell anyone, though. Unless, of course, it's a radio show saying, do you own fake luxury items? Let's kick it off, though. People in India urge not to smear cow poo on their bodies to protect against COVID-19. I don't know how many times I have to say it. I don't know how many times the doctors in India have to say it. Stop smearing yourself in bovine feces just on the odd chance it might cure COVID-19. Doctors in India are urging people to stop smearing the cow poo on their bodies against coronavirus. And why cow poo specifically, I hear you ask? Well, cows are very sacred over there in India. They treat cows like gods. Cows are the gods over there. Cow gods. Heaps of them. Just walking the streets. If you ever go to India and go to a very hippie town called Goa, you'll just see cows on the beach. And it is one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen in my life. And I recommend no one go to the grave without seeing the great Goan cows on a beachy sunset in India. By the way, 133353, which animal poo got on you? According to Reuters, people in the state of Gujarat in the country's west have been flocking to cow shelters to cover their bodies in cow dung and urine. Okay, so it's not just the brown. It's the number ones as well. They believe it will help boost their immunity and stop them getting the virus, or it will assist them in their COVID-19 recovery. So there's some realists amongst them in the cow poo smearing community. They don't think it's a quick fix. They don't think it's a band-aid solution. They think maybe it just might aid in a little bit of immunity to it. People who practice this will also hug and worship the cows whilst the dung dries and then wash it off with buttermilk. Okay, little too luxe for me. The buttermilk. Wash it off with body wash, I say. Would a palmolive, pomegranate and mango shower gel go astray after a bit of poo bathing? People have used cow poo for centuries to clean their homes because they think it has therapeutic and antiseptic benefits. Well, you can't argue with that. It does get the grout out of the tiles. But the Vidalakshana Panjagavya Ayurvedic COVID Isolation Centre. Oh, the PACIC. I know the centre well. Uses up to 5,000 cows to make a concoction consisting of cow urine, cow poo, cow milk, butter, and curd. What a recipe. To which I probably question, what's the curd doing in all of this? When you've already got such bald ingredients like cow feces and cow urine, is it even worth throwing in the curd for good measure? It's like having a bourbon and Coke for 5,000 people ready to throw a party and someone's going, oh, we should just go get some limes, I think, as well before we kickstart this party. Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry about the curd. The curd is not the word in this situation. And look, I wish that it was true. Unfortunately, I come from a scientific background. The cow poo, the cow feces, does not cure COVID-19 symptoms.
Coronavirus!
No one wants to give an anti-vaxxer a good old-fashioned bovine poo bath more than me. Mark my words. But the science begs to differ, unfortunately. And I want 133353. Which animal poo got on you? Because I think cow dung's up there, isn't it? But I think the fact that it crusts so early, it doesn't really have too high of a melting point. It can usually congeal quite quickly. It's probably not the worst animal poo to come into contact with human skin. And it's a controversial opinion, but I'm not here to have sex with spiders tonight. I would say bird poo is more rancid than cow poo. You step in a cow patty, you can almost handle a cow patty and pretend it's just a big mud sandwich. But the second one of the seagulls does one of the great white greases down your shoulder, all of a sudden they don't invent water hot enough for you to wash that stuff off. Never a good feeling. If a bird pooed on you, 133353, which animal poo got on you? Mouse poo, probably down the very innocent end of the spectrum, isn't it, in terms of animal feces. I remember I had a pet mouse when I was in grade 4, and it was very common practice to let the mouse go up and down your arm. It would usually pay some respects with a couple of pellets on your wrist, which I'd usually just flick them off. From memory, I don't think I washed my hands as a 9-year-old boy after dealing with mouse poo. It's a very innocent poo in terms of the spectrum of what animals pooed on you. I think down the other end, though, is the dog poo, isn't it? I mean, you've got to make sure that you always have a bag and a couple of gloves there. The second a dog sharts on your ankle, it's all over. 133353.
Quack, quack, quack.
Which animal poo God on you. Yes, it's come to this. Been forced to play my hand after the hot goss, hot off the press of the Indian Express. Chris from Cairns called through. In his younger days, he had a friend feed him a bong full of horse shit. A classic gag. Always a firm reminder to make sure that your mate hasn't spiked your bong water with some equine diarrhea. Rookie mistake. I don't think even Willy Rioli is going to fall for that one. Anthony in Brizzy, good evening to you.
G'day, Danny. How you going?
Yeah, good. Just chatting about which animals pooed on us over time. I mean, the universe works in funny ways. Sometimes human skin meets animal anus, and it's not always pretty.
No, it's not, mate. And I heard you talking about seagull poo, and that is pretty bad.
Mm.
But I have one better.
Oh.
I have a macaw, a blue and gold macaw.
No, surely not.
And their poos are 10 times bigger than a seagull.
Yeah. Now, we've covered size in relation to seagull versus macaw. Consistency and colour. Let's go through that.
Bright green and white.
Mm, yeah, I hate those ones that look like a Bob Ross has just been mixing colours on his paint palette. They always sit uneasy with me.
Especially when they pee at the same time.
Oh, God, you've got the double whammy. That's what we like to call the macaw quinella. Look, it's a great start. Oh, Adam is either trying to contact us on Morse code or is calling live from a submarine in the Pacific. Hello?
Hello, Danny.
Oh, God. I wonder how long the patience of the nation will allow Adam's call and the weird feedback we're getting at the same time. Let's give it a go and see.
I'm a frequent flyer, Danny, and 36 years ago, a friend of mine had a diamond python, which we called Mate, which used to travel with us all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And we pulled into a service station at Edgeworth, which is non-existent anymore.
Okay.
The snake was with us.
Yep.
I've gone in and fueled up my car, paid for it, come back out, and lo and behold, the six-foot-long diamond python had shat on my driver's seat.
Oh.
Which it doesn't only shat, it also urinates at the same time, and then...
I think we've got the juice there. It sounds like a great story. Unfortunately, too much feedback to hear the ending of the six-foot-long diamond python shitting in the passenger seat and pissing at the same time. Oh, one more question. Sorry, otherwise I'll always regret it. Where is the diamond python's anus situated in terms of its body? Is it on the bottom in the middle of his stomach, Adam, or on his tail?
I have no idea. It's obviously where its feces and urine come out of, so you might have to look that up on Google.
Oh, well, that was worth it. Scott, in the Grange, hello.
G'day, how you doing?
Yeah, good, thank you. Now, all of a sudden, everything's making sense for you, because lo and behold, I get a small little note in the caller computer screen here, and for the last 4 minutes, it said, a yacht. And I was thinking, oh, goodness, this must be a real curly tail. And just now, producer Mick has changed it to a yak.
Just a spelling error there.
And all of a sudden, it makes sense. Getting your yachts and your yaks mixed up, classic. What happened with the yak?
I was lucky enough to do a trek to base camp of Mount Everest, and on the way up, you stop at a lot of little tea houses, and up there, hard to get supplies, so everything's used. So the yak birds, big patties, like a cow, I suppose, they dry them out, and they throw them on a fire to burn. Yeah, it was a bit chilly, and we were in one of the tea houses. I picked one up to throw on the fire, and it wasn't really dried out properly. So I got some crap all over my fingers and hands.
Oh, no. I hate it when you still pick up a wet yak. Just when you think it's well done, and all of a sudden it's still red and brown in the middle and crumbles all
over
your hands.
Yeah, so it was a bit feral, but that's my connection to the what animal shat on you.
Well, it's enough to make a yak.
Go, Lakey.
I'll see myself out. David, it's Seymour. Jesus, hello.
Yeah, g'day, guys. About 30 years ago, I used to pick up chickens at night. And I was on the last row, throwing the chooks into the cage at the top, and one shit in me mouth.
Yeah, brilliant. Danny Lakey on Triple M. I've been perusing numerous scientific journals and peer-reviewed articles, and this is the latest study that I've found. Men who wear large, flashy designer logos... more likely to cheat. Don't do that. Don't wear your flashy designer logos and cheat. In a study published in the Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin. Yeah, I know the bulletin well. It found men who don this type of clothing are more likely to be unfaithful. It reads, large luxury product logos enhance social competitiveness and mate attraction. Well, you got that right. Whereas small logos enhance perceptions of trustworthiness and reliability. Hundreds of students at the university were shown two different polo shirts, one with a humble smaller logo and another with a very large logo. The study found people believed those who wore the very large Ralph Lauren logo polo rated higher on mating effort and lower on parental investment. Yeah, you want to bang a man in a Ralph Lauren polo, but you don't want to marry him. I've always said, this study, though, doesn't account for one gleaming majority of the population. And those are the guys and girls who have purchased fake knockoff designer logos. Yep. Get around me, the big boys of Bali. The ones who have gone to the third world Asian markets and bought bulk luxurious product for minimum price. And I know that it's business time on a Friday night when I put on my normal affordable brands, but I pull out my ace of spades. And that is the special Friday night Danny Lakey lucky pair of underwear branded Tommy Hilfiger that I picked up for 1,000 rupiah in Bali a couple of years ago. Better run me. That's when you know it's on. When the Tommies come out, the Johnnies come with. Because Danny Lakey's getting lucky in his pair of Bali knockoff Tommy Hilfiger undies. And I've had these for 3 years. I only wear them when I'm going on a very important day. Never wear them to work. You don't wear your Tommies to work. No, anyone with a pair of Tommies knows that. And the great thing about these Tommy Hilfigers is you could tell when you bought them at the Balinese market that they were clearly a rip-off version of genuine Tommy Hilfiger undies, very high-class underwear. But once you put them on, all of a sudden the Tommies take a different shape. There's something about the elastic. There's something about the polyester weave that they look fake when they're being hung up to dry out of the wash, but they look as real as Tommy designed them himself when they're sitting on Danny Lakey's smooth, sexy skin. And a 133353. Are you rocking some fake designer gear? I'm talking the big Bali bargains. 133353. I love it. I want to talk to someone out there with a fake Louis Vuitton bum bag. Because people can't tell. People don't examine the brand. Excuse me, can I just have a look at that Louis Vuitton bum bag and look at the label on the back? It says here it was made in Thailand. Genuine Louis aren't made in Thailand. It never gets to that stage, does it? People just say, ooh, lovely. Look at the allure of the Louis Vuitton bum bag draped over his shoulder at a festival. Mustn't he take drugs? What else? I mean, Giorgio Armani perfumes. I like the fake perfumes. I don't know how on earth they get away with that, but I'm a sucker for it. 133353, maybe do you have a fake pair of Nike shoes? How's the arch support on a fake pair of Nikes? Would love to know that as well. 133353, are you a big man or woman who rocks a big flashy brand? Ricky in Hobart, you are a man with a fake flashy brand.
Yes, I am.
What is it? What is it?
Well, my body, same with everyone. We're washed wearing a fake knockoff of the real thing.
Yeah, so what is it?
Well, our human body.
Oh, my God. That is not woke in the slightest. Izzy in Brisbane on 133353. No time for gags or amazing thoughts tonight. I think alcohol has something to do with that. Rum doesn't make you smarter. It just makes you sound silly on the radio. Hey, Izzy.
Hey, Danny.
Ah, straight shooting. Have you bought something? A big knockoff brand. Big fake flashy.
Yeah, not myself, but girls that I work with, she's gotten me onto this whole black market online. Ooh. Where you can buy basically anything. So they've got like the Yeezy runners and slides and all that jazz. And they're still quite expensive. So they're still really good knockoffs, but it's basically this coded website that's all in Chinese. And you get on there, crack the code, and get yourself a pair of knockoff Yeezys.
Well, consider the code cracked. Let's go surfing now. I want to surf the internet right now and get to the bottom of this dodgy, suspicious, malicious, spam-filled Chinese website. Because I was going to say, my knockoff brand's coming to an end with the whole COVID international borders being closed. Now that I can decipher it through some sort of sketchy Chinese dark web.
Well, I think I'll be having a Tag Heuer watch on my wrist in the next couple of weeks.
Valuable info. Do they do fake Ray-Bans? Fake Ray-Bans?
I'm sure they would. Yeah. I'm sure they could do anything for you.
I'm sure they could get a pair of sunnies and put Ray-Ban on the side if that's what you requested.
Yeah, they'll work there, mate.
Yeah, very nice. You got to love it. You got to love the work ethic of a Chinese black marketsman who's trying to make a bit of quid over there, a bit of Chinese yen. Thanks for that, Izzy. We will get those details off the air. Jason in Dubbo. Hello.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. You sound like a man with expensive tastes, but like me, don't have the expenses to pay for such tastes. So you take different avenues.
So 2013, we were in Cambodia, cruising around with some lads. Right. We walked up to this stand, and they were selling Dr. Dre beats. Mm. And she was running through where they're made, how they're made, and they're all coming out of America and stuff. By the end of the conversation, we ended up getting her to say, real fake. Yes, 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 they're really, really fake. So they were like $20 Australian. I can't remember what they were over there. We brought it home. One of my mates had Dr. Dre beats, and the packaging and stuff was just like plastic, paper instead of cardboard. And it looks like all the stuff on the side of it was hand painted instead of machine painted or something like that. But, you know, they still work the same. They're still reasonably loud, except for they're just not the same.
Yeah, right. Similar sound quality, but just with Dr. Dre painted on the side.
Yeah, instead of actually properly.
Yeah, Yeah, cool. I would love to listen to the subtle nuances of sound quality between a genuine pair of Dre's and these 2013 Cambodian knockoffs.
Hey Siri, can you wake me up at 5 o'clock, please?
Okay. Would you like me to play one of my default alarms? Or would you like to be woken up by me exploding into flames in your face?
What? No, I can't think of a worse way to wake up. No, I'll take the explosion to the face, please.
Okay, see you tomorrow morning.
The top five worst iPhone alarms.
Yes, warning. The following sounds may incur PTSD, or you may think your phone is actually trying to wake you up. Look. Technology has been great for society, in my opinion. They have invented many a great technological feat, but I'm still yet to see any tech company invent a sound that sounds good as your alarm. We only made that mistake once. Oh, yeah, put my favourite song as my alarm. Wake me up, get me in a good mood. Oh, no. Oh, that turns dark real quick. And I have been used to the default setting on my iPhone alarm for too long, which is radar. And it's getting quite unbearable. I thought I'd scroll through the other options. The 52 different options on an iPhone's alarm settings today to see if I could change up my morning routine. And I heard nothing but absolute shit. Coming in at number 5 in my top 5 worst iPhone alarms, I present to you Twinkle. Oh, shut up, Twinkle. I see what you're doing, Twinkle. You're trying to ride on the coattails of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, but you never got the copyright over the line. So instead you've just used Twinkle and you sound like the shittest French bells I have ever heard. Don't wake up with Twinkle. Coming at number 4 in the top 5 worst iPhone alarms. Don't let this title deceive you. By the Seaside. What psycho wakes up with By the Effing Seaside? This sounds like it's out of some sort of clown horror movie where he's walking around the Harbourside Arcade looking for children to kidnap. Don't wake up with By the Seaside. In number 3, my top 5 worst iPhone alarms. Is someone trying to call me? Why on earth would I wake up with that? Don't wake up with opening. It is a surefire way to ruin your day. Number 2 in the top 5 worst iPhone alarms of all time. Ooh, chimes. Ooh, that sounds fun in theory, doesn't it? Until it brings back the terrible memories of waking up on New Year's Day on your friend's canopy outside on the veranda and it is blowing a gale with his mother's wind chimes waking you up to that grotty hangover from hell. And coming in at number 1 in the top 5 worst iPhone alarms of all time, I present to you Radiate. What the hell is going on at Apple where people think you want to wake up to this? I would rather wake up to Darude Sandstorm than wake up with bloody Radiate. Those are the top five worst iPhone alarms of all time. What alarm do you wake up to? Slide into the DMs and let us know. And if you are looking for Danny Lakey's iPhone alarm top tip, Marimbula. It's the least of all the evils. And remember, that's just my top five shittest iPhone alarms. I don't need anyone disputing my personal top five. I'll say, oh, why wasn't Centure or Ripples in there? Danny
Lakey. Triple M.